Hello, fellow Warriors Fanatics, and welcome back. Today I am starting with all the shoutouts, so here we go. First, I want to thank all of my listeners. I think I have 25 of them, if Anchor is anything to go by. I think I said that or different episode, or maybe I said 26. I don't know. The listeners varies because I put out different episodes and all that stuff. Yeah, I have lots of plays. I'm not doing a special right now. I will do a special at some point for some amount of plays. Yeah. Okay. So I also want to thank Linkshart for favoriting my podcast, as well as, giving me a shout out. Your podcast is amazing. Thank you to Owlflight. You also favorited my podcast, and you have an amazing podcast. Okay, I'm just gonna say all of these people, cats, whatever you want to call them, have amazing podcasts. So, Minty Miss, too, you favorited mine after I favorited yours, and yours is super great. Sunstripe is another amazing podcast. Linkshart introduced me to you. You have an amazing podcast. So does Brambleheart, who also favorited my podcast. Okay, all of these ones right now have favorited my podcast on Anchor. And also, thank you to JCloud. Yeah, all of you have amazing podcasts. I know I did. I already did an episode on the podcast I listen to, but I have so many new ones right now, so I'm just going to say all of them, even if I have already read them off. I don't really care if I have. Okay, so Warrior Cats, What Is That? By Ember Heart and Tangle Tongue. Minty Mist Talks About Warrior Cats by Minty Mist. Sunstripe's Warrior Cats Podcast by Sunstripe. The Ultimate Warrior Cats Podcast by Linkshart. Warrior Cats Backstory to Evil by Otterfer. Cats of the Clans. A Warrior Cats Podcast by MS Podcasts. Warrior Cats Gone Wild by Owlflight. The Warrior Cat Podcast with Brambleheart. The Warrior Cat Podcast, Brambleheart and Springpaw. The Warrior Cat Express. Let's Talk Warriors. Oh, Warrior Cat Express is Shadowfrost. Let's Talk Warriors is Dark Sky. And the Warrior Cat Podcast, Brambleheart and Springpaw is Brambleheart and Stormclan. Lunar Moon, A Stellar Show is by JCloud. Talking Cats Chat, Sunstripe and Brambleheart. Warrior Cats All About It by Sky Moon. The Randomness of Bumby and Sparrow by Bumby and Sparrow. Warrior Cats Spin in the Chaos by Feather Willow. And Silver Nose, a Warrior Cats podcast by Silver Nose. Okay. And then, just to all you other podcasters, and yeah. Yeah, thanks so much. Okay, now, lately I've been writing a fanfiction, so I'm going to read the prologue and chapter one of that to you guys. I do different voices for different cats, and I'm not super great at being a boy, just for the record, so, yeah. Here we go. Prologue. The tabby she-cat looked around at the starry cats clustered around her. "Where is Fallen Star?" she asked, addressing no cat in particular. A gray Tom stepped forward. "Sorry, Golden Star. He was watching the others. You'll have to start the meeting without him." Golden Star sighed. "Okay, then. All of you know that we are here because of a disturbance in the world below. What most of you do not know, though, is that last night I received a prophecy." Several cats gasped. The gray Tom from before spoke up again. "What was the prophecy, Golden Star?" "Well, the prophecy was," said Golden Star before getting cut off by a brown tomcat racing into the star clearing. "Golden Star, sorry for interrupting, but I need to talk to you, Golden Star. I'll explain later. Just follow me." Golden Star flicked her tail, indicating the cats filling the clearing. "Fallen Star, I'm a little busy here." "Golden Star, it's really important," replied Fallen Star. "So's the meeting, Fallen Star," said Golden Star. Fallen Star stared at her. "But whatever, you suit yourself, Golden Star. It won't be my fault when you burn down with the clans you love so much." Okay, chapter one. Streamkit opened her eyes for the first time to see the sunlight streaming through the bramble roof of the nursery. She struggled to roll into her belly, and from that position surveyed the den. She was lying next to her mother, a silver gay tabby she-cat, and Streamkit thought she could smell the other two kits on the opposite side of her mother, but with the milky scent of the den, it was hard to tell. There was also a sleeping cat in a shadowy corner, and more kit scents. She then slowly, falling a few times, got up to her feet. Before she could try to take a step, though, a soft muzzle nudged her and made her fall over again. "Hey!" she said indignantly before looking up at her attacker. She then realized sheepishly that her so-called attacker was her mother. Streamkit's mother looked down at her fondly and worriedly. Hello, my dear cat. I'm your mother, Moondust. Why are you awake? You should still be sleeping. Started Stream Cat, looking into her mother's soft blue eyes. Who are those kits? Moondust looked down at her in confusion until realization struck her. The ones behind me? They're your littermates. I'm surprised you could scent them. Yeah, that's... One second. Okay, guys, I'm back. Sorry, there was an interruption. Okay, I can't remember where I left off, so I'll just start right here. Streamkit's mother looked down at her fondly and worriedly. Hello, my dear cat. I'm your mother, Moondust. Why are you awake? You should still be sleeping. Stuttered Streamkit, looking up into her mother's soft blue eyes. Who are those kits? Moondust looked down at her in confusion until realization struck her. The ones behind me? They're your littermates. I'm surprised you could send them. You're a born warrior. She shifted, giving Streamkit a better view of her hidden littermates. The brown tom is your brother, Bearkit, and the silver tabby is your sister, Icekit. Oh, replied Streamkit, feeling a little proud that she had managed to deviate the conversation from her. But, your mother continued, crushing Streamkit's pride, that doesn't explain my question. Why are you awake? Normally, kits don't open their eyes for a few sunrises, at least. Streamkit looked at her, confused.
I don't know.
Neither do I, Moondust looked down at her kit sternly. And that's why you're not leaving this den until your siblings do.
But why can't I... stammered
Streamkit, taken aback by her mother's sternness. No buts about it, said her mother, now glaring at her kit. Both Streamkit and her mother looked up in surprise when the den entrance rustled, admitting a brown tabby tom inside. Aspenheart, exclaimed Moondust, all but forgetting the moment before. I didn't know you were coming.
He must be my father, thought Streamkit, continuing to sit quietly and watch.
Aspenheart leaned down to touch muzzles with Moondust. How are our kits? He asked, glancing around but not noticing Streamkit. Moondust slowly, unnoticeably, edged over to Streamkit, concealing her from Aspenheart's gaze while replying, "They're just perfect. I don't think it'll be long before they wake up."
"Let's just hope they don't wake up too soon," said Aspenheart, his gaze hardening.
"Why not? Is it bad to wake up early? Why is Father acting so weird?"
thought Streamkit, again wondering why her eyes opening early was so bad. She was so completely lost in thought, she didn't notice the other cats that had come in before one asked from behind her,
"This one is up." "This one's up."
Sorry, I accidentally put wrong punctuation. Both adult cats turned their heads, Moondust's in anger, Aspenheart's in curiosity.
"Who is that?" Streamkit thought, turning her head too.
When she looked up, she saw another kit, much larger than her and pale rose-colored. When Aspenheart saw her turning her head, he turned to glare at Moondust. "You told me none of them were up. You know what happens to these kinds of cats."
"Oh, come on, Aspenheart," Moondust protested. "Not all of them are bad. Think about Leafstorm."
Aspenheart's eyes were full of anger now. Leafstorm was weak. She's also the only case where one of them wasn't evil. "I'm leaving. I won't tell Scarstar, but I won't talk to you or the creature until it is dead." The kit behind Streamkit scoffed, and for a moment she thought the kit was on her side, but then she followed Aspenheart out of the den without so much as a backwards glance. Once they were gone, Streamkit's mother turned on her.
"Why did you move? Couldn't you have stayed hidden?"
But that kit... She just announced my presence, stammered Streamkit.
"That kit is the deputy's kit. She is to be treated with respect. Now go to sleep," her mother snapped back, now indicating the darkening roof before settling down herself.
As Streamkit pretended to settle down, though, one thought was coursing through her brain.
"Tonight I will leave this den in camp. Tonight I will escape."
Yeah, thank you. That is it. Pounce on you guys later.